going to open our Bibles to John's Gospel, chapter 10. And we're going to deal with a very particular thing. I have a prophecy that for this night to line us up with the revelation. And I came through the time setting of the voice of healing. I keep trying to find out if it was Ken or Robert. Or Robert, the voice of healing was a powerful, helped us so much back in the day, and many people were healed. But I see an extension here apostolically about the voice of health. Voice of healing, the voice of health. And so, and then to put it at a deeper dimension in study tonight, we're going to study, you're going to have to listen to this very carefully. Knowing how to hear the I am voice of health. And that put it in a whole new category, you see, is the voice of health. But then the Holy Spirit told me to minister on knowing how to hear the I am voice of health. In other words, I'm health. God is health. You follow what I'm saying? And so you can't get no specific than John 10, 27. John Gospel, chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice. Now, I believe everything is in his voice. No, you didn't get it. I believe when you hear his voice, everything is in his voice. See? So my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, I think a lot of time we may try to follow God with our minds. Our mind interrupts our spirit. I'm looking at you. Sometimes our mind is always chattering. Our mind always trying to tell us something. See, you are not your mind. And your mind is not you. Your mind's supposed to be an instrument for you to use. As I study, and we'll get deeper into it, God speak to you in that space where you shut up and your mind shut up. He speak to you in your spirit, and then you tell your mind what to do. And so all that chattering in your mind always talking. Always talking. When you wake in the morning, he's talking to you, telling you, you're never in the present. You're always going somewhere else. Yeah. In January, you ain't going on vacation to July. You all the way up in July. And that's how the enemy slip in on you. All right, so let me read. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. I'm in verse 28. Now that you're any man, pluck them out of my hand. You see that? Now, I want you to think about hell as I'm reading. See, if he can give you eternal life, and he did, didn't he? Right? He can give you hell, right? And nobody can take it from you. See the same thing, all right? You see, verse 29, my Father who gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And then I want you to record in your notes, John 10, 1 through 5, because it talks about the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Once you hear the voice of God, the voice of sickness and disease will not get your attention anymore. So you follow the voice of help. All right? Now, there are other scriptures I may not get to, but I want to give them to you. 1 Kings 19, chapter 19, verses 11 through 18, and God speak to his voice. You can have a wind, you can have a fire, you can could have all that going, but he was in that still small voice. 1 Samuel 17:47, I think it is. You want to get a hold of that. Knowing how to hear the I am voice of help. So he said, my sheep hear my voice, didn't he? All right, now, here's the prophecy that come with that. And take notes, and scriptures may come to you as I give it to you. My son, let me teach you how to hear my voice more clearly. There are deeper places in the spirit that I'm going to take you and my children who are accepting training and changes. Insight of how to turn every case to me and watch supernatural manifestations take place. You're getting closer and closer. Don't stop. Keep moving in my spirit as I give you direction to miracles, signs, and wonders in healing and health. Slow down to make these turns in the spirit properly. Don't panic at no case. You heard it? Remember, there's nothing too hard for me and you. You must understand, anything you go through, the battle is not yours. But you need to know how to turn the battle over to me. Now let's read for a foundation of scripture for that, 2 Chronicles 20 and 15. You read the whole chapter, you'll see some powerful thing. I just want you to see how powerful that really is when all the odds are against you. When God is for you, you win anyway. Uh-huh. And you need to know this about your health. 2 Chronicles, praise God, chapter 20. I'm just going to read one verse that I think would open it up. And verse 15, and you're going to find out great things, great tension was at this point, and Og was really much against these people. But he said in the 15th verse, he said, hearken ye all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and thy king Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. I think that's powerful. Now let's go back over some things and catch up here. When he talked about knowing how to hear the I am voice of help, I said to you, he said to me to tell you, I am help. Real awareness, remember that? And wholeness comes from God. Where it come from? God. From God. All right. Then he said to tell you again, you are my creation. And I know how I designed you to be. You were designed by God to be healthy. There are organs in your body, cells in your body, to design to keep you healthy when you cooperate with them right. I built the means of my health in you at the beginning. I built the means of my health in you at the beginning. What is Psalm 139, verse 14? We're fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous is the working our soul knows right well. Then we got 3 John 2, say, beloved, I worship of all things. You're prospering and being healed even as your soul prosper. Right? Stand on my word. It is the foundation of all health. And then we have over there in Psalm 107, I think verse 20, he sent his word to heal us. Huh? And deliver us from all destruction. One translation from an early grave. And then God said to tell you, and he wanted me to repeat it, and Holy Spirit breathed on this, there's no help without me. God wants you to know that. So man will not try to take his place. All right? See, a lot of time we pray to God about healing, but we don't wait for instruction. We have him as a, you haven't prayed till God spoke to you. Wait, now listen to me. You can say prayer, but we're not talking about saying prayer. Now we're talking about praying. See, when you're really praying, two people are going to be talking. Well, why you went to him if you're not going to follow the instruction? You see, you pray to God and getting in the car already. You haven't heard no instruction. You're scared. You haven't had no instruction. You say he's the Almighty God, but you didn't pray to him, and he haven't told you. You didn't pray long enough for him to tell you go or not to go. Has he ever thought about you, God, saying, I won't do this myself? But if you're not careful, you're praying to God as a ritual, not a revelation. And so you pray and get in the car and go where you're going. Because God can't sell it. And he may tell you go where you're going. But if he tell you go, he's going with you. But I wouldn't go without him. You follow what I'm saying? All right. I put my I am-ness in you. And then he said, I'm calling you to live in your I am nature of health. Did you hear that, Sunday? I'm calling you to live in your you have an I am nature of health on the inside of you. Matter of fact, I'll take you there now. Go to 2 Peter. Go to 2 Peter. There's a word in 2 Peter I want to pull out before I read any scriptures so you can always remember that word at any given time you are attacked and you are studied by the voice of help. I want you to have this word, so I'm going to go straight to it. 2 Peter chapter 1. And I want to read the last part of the fourth verse of the first chapter. 2 Peter chapter 1, the last statement in the fourth verse, in the first chapter. Having escaped, you with me? Yes. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I want to emphasize that word escape. You might underline it, and you may tell your body when it starts acting up, we have escaped. Yes. All right. Now, notice the profound anointing that God has placed on our life for health. The first verse says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us. What kind of faith? To the righteousness of God, that is, and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now notice verse 3. We must pay attention to this because we must not let the flesh or what man is saying or what disease are saying cause us to forget that whatever come up, you already above it. But remember now, my sheep hear my voice. It's so important. Oh my goodness. For you to recognize that God is taking you to a place greater than the voice of healing. He's taking you where you understand the voice of help. The voice of help. In other words, on the other side of healing. Let me say it this way. With no reverse gear. You got that? No reverse gear. In other words, I'm not, it might attack me once, but I ain't going back. Because I know how to maintain my health or my healing when I get it. I know how to shift my healing into health. Do you understand that? See now, this is pioneering now, this in the body of Christ. We say, you know, the voice. No, there's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So if you get to walking in the flesh, Satan's gonna condemn you. So you got to be open to hear what God's saying. You need to make this change. You know, you can't holler out, I'm not changing. I'm just not changing. No, you need to be open to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can't work with you if you contrary. Every person sitting here, every person online, every person under the sound of my voice, you are designed to be healthy. There is no impossibilities for God. How many believe that? See, yeah. Hear yourself. There's no impossibility for God. So you designed to be healthy. And what God is teaching you in these, I would say, the last days, how to be a remnant of people not afraid of nothing. See, your faith gonna build up to that. As you listen tonight, your faith, you're not gonna hear all of it tonight, but you're gonna have dreams, vision. In your prayer time, you're gonna hear God's voice. You're gonna know, and you can take some of these things and put together, and you'll be strong in the Lord, and you won't be robbed and running with the crowd. Notice verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied in you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, verse 3, according to the divine power. What kind of power? Divine. There you help right there. Let me say a word behind that. Divine help belongs to every child of God. Divine, supernatural help. Help that cannot be explained by man. You know, when that woman, that issue of blood, touched Jesus' garment and went back in town, and those people knew she had been there a long time and she wasn't bleeding no more. She couldn't fully explain what happened to her. She just said, by faith. See, you can't explain faith. Faith is too dynamic for you to explain it, but it works. Those people was plumb confused. That blind man came back in town seeing. And they asked his mom and daddy, what happened to this boy? Did y'all boy? He said, yeah, it's our boy, but we don't know how he got there. You see, we didn't do that. I feel the Holy Ghost. The church, a remnant of the body of Christ, about to come back to this kind of action. I remember some 25, 30 years ago, my middle son was with me out laying in the bed of a hospital. And I just started pulling chew, put him on the side. God came in the room. And the doctor come in and said, now, told my son, said, you know, you might die. I said, get my clothes. He told me, pull it out. Put it off. I don't even know what it came, but just pull them out. Walk, and we walked on out. That's 30 years ago. See. Now the Lord pulling a tube on some of y'all before you get the tube. If you would listen, you'll never have to go through it. But it's real. God is real in this area. according to his divine power, has given unto us all things that pertain to life and God through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceeding boastful, great and precious promises, that by these you might be what? Of what? Wow. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And then they tell you how to add things to your faith to keep it going. Now, let's go further. Let me give you another short version of a word he gave me. Between places, I will reveal myself. That's why he says, what it was, Isaiah 46:10, be still and know that I'm God. See, God needs you to quieten down, not be worried all the time, be fearful and running and jumping. Quieten down where he can talk to you. Yeah. Slow down before you make your next turn and see if that's the direction I'm leading you in. Stop praying to me and not waiting for my answer. Don't panic at no time. Pursue me at all times. You see how powerful that is? All right, let me take you further now. What we talked about just now, you must know that I am the nature of God. You have that nature, all right? Jesus reveals to us how to walk in the I am anointing. How to walk in the I am. And I want to add something to it. Health anointing. Ooh. The I am health anointing. There, you know, Jesus said, and he talked about it threefold in John 14:6. Turn there if you will. John 14:6. Now don't carry this verse with your pet idea. We're talking about health now. And Jesus revealed how to walk in the I am help anointing. And he put threefold, the way, the truth, I'm the way of help, I'm the truth of help, and I'm the life of help. That's what he's saying. The threefold, you see it? I'm the way to, I'm the way to your help. I'm the truth of your health, and I am the life of your health. In other words, I can pump health in you like a fluid, because he's the life, he's the way, the truth, and life. See, we're talking about divine operations here. We're talking about being cut by the word, not by a surgeon. We're talking about an operation that is beyond man understanding. And what God, God want to bring us, and he's operating on a lot of us right here in the night. Yeah, see, God don't need no nurse. And God don't need no respirator. He's your respirator. So you're sitting up right in that chair right there. God, walk in here and operate on you right now. And change your body. Supernaturally. I got to have some faith in you for that. See, God is not a sermon God. God is a real God. God is not a God we come here to talk about. God is a real God. And he will manifest if we give him faith. No reason God shouldn't operate on you tonight. But you got to have faith for it. Turn to John Gospel, chapter 15. I heard this clear. You are connected to the health vine. The branches and the fruit has to be healthy if the vine healthy. Are you hearing me? Say, I'm connected to the health vine. Jesus is the health vine. And I'm a son of God and daughter of God. See it? Now you got to give your faith. Work with your faith on this now. I look at John 15. Look at John 15. I'm the true vine. Look at the seventh verse. Talk to me. Ask something, something that can't handle. You get what he said? Something you read, that's your Bible. The big things, you got to go to somebody else. You can't come to me with it. If you abide in me, my word abide in you. Ask what you will. Well, anybody with good common sense want to be healthy. So I will be healthy. So now, katomo na, so ask God for your help. And then say, I'm healthy. But ask God for your help. Have you ever been on your knees and say to him, God, I want my help. And I mean, it's so superficial about health in the body of Christ that the supernatural can't get in. And what our job is in this training is for you to start knowing that there's no sickness and no disease can stop Almighty God. You got to begin to thank him for your help. And you got to begin, when you're going out to get in your car, declare, I am healthy. Your body cannot overrule the anointing. Because tonight you're receiving a health anointing and your body has to obey that anointing. Never let your flesh be stronger than your spirit. Whoa. Whoa. Never let your flesh convince you that, and never let wrong preaching convince you that Satan is stronger than God. He's not. He's not. So you're connected to the health vine. Make sure you write that down and read that. John 15, 1 through 7. I'm the vine, you know. And then he told me, tell you, it's time to walk through the door of I am health, or I am healthy. And that's John 10 now. You remember me say, I'm a door. I'm a door. So the door tonight, the door, look online, the door of health is open to every child of God. It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit. Get that on the inside of you and just pay no attention to your body. Just try to shut up because it's there. Are you here? Now listen very carefully. Turn to Matthew chapter 4 and John chapter 6. Hallelujah. Now somebody getting operated on. Somebody online. They get, oh yeah, absolutely. God says word will not return to him void. All I'm giving you is word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I receive my health right now. In the name of Jesus. If you didn't open your mouth, you are the most crazy person I ever seen in my life. I don't even want to see you. The anointing is here for it. Do you know how fast God can erase and remove things out of your life, out of your body? Do you know that? God ain't no disease can talk back to God. Shut up. It can't talk back to God. Are you listening? Yes, actually, God want to eradicate all sickness and disease up in here tonight. All of it. He want to wipe it out. He want to wipe it out your mind. Wipe it out your body. He want to wipe it out. Let him have it. And live a long, satisfied life with no sickness, no disease. Get ready to go home and say, well, I'm going like you're going on a vacation. want to say something, but I want you to hear something. Symptoms are not your portion. Now, you want to say that for a reason, because there are going to be symptoms, but they're not your portion. So don't eat them. Now, you better listen very carefully to this statement, because I've been trying to bring this to the body of Christ and am to do it myself, and sometimes people don't pay attention. You must continuously eat the bread of health, both spiritually and physically. Yes, sir. Oh, you heard what I said. You know what it means, too. Let me say it to you again, but you know what it means. You must continue to eat the bread of health, both spiritually and physically. Man should not live by bread alone. There's another type of bread. But every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. And then there in Matthew 6, 32 through 35, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Yes, sir. I am your help. Yes, sir. So the word of God is health bread. Yes, sir. Amen. Every time you eat, you're eating health bread. Are you following me? Yes, sir. Oh, I don't know what it is. When I heard this was powerful. Turn to me. A lot of scripture, but we got to cross a lot of territory. Philippians chapter 3. Because we are paving the way for the body of Christ at large. Apostolically, here in Darrow, pacing the way for the body of Christ on some things that God have taught us. It's all about God. But these teachings are not elementary. In other words, we're pioneering. We're going in territory that the body of Christ need to go in. Too many of us dying ahead of time. And too many of us go down too fast. And so there's a remnant listening to this. And then they're going to listen to it. They're going to have some secret disciples. You never know they're listening to it. Preachers, they've got a lot of preachers listening right now. You'll never know they're listening, but they're listening. And that's fine. That's the way it's supposed to go. And I'm giving all the glory to God. But I know that we're in an area here that is pioneering for these last days. You're hearing the voice of hell. Now, why is this? Because this will throw you if you're not ready. Your health resurrection is waiting on you to rise up. You put it, my health resurrection is waiting on me to rise up. Or you may put it this way, I'm rising up tonight in my health resurrection. Jesus heard you. I'm rising up tonight in my health resurrection. Now, we know, I got you there in Philippians, but you know what Romans 8:11 says, right? Huh? The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead must be able to rise me from the disease. And the spirit living on the inside of me. And I release that spirit tonight to rise me up out of sickness and disease by resurrected health. You see it? I mean, we've been so long without no hope. We've been praying for healing, and we've been waiting so long, and hear the Lord come in this house tonight and tell us about resurrected health. There's a remnant in the body of Christ that is not going to wear no sickness and no disease. Resurrected health cometh to the body of Christ. Resurrected health cometh to the people of God. Resurrected health cometh to the child of God. And I'm a child of God. And I receive it tonight. Now, this is not respectful. I will tell you something. God, do your thing. God, hear my body. Hear my body. Come on, hear my body. Hear my body. Lord, do your thing. I'll glorify you. I'll tell everybody you did it. I magnify you with my body. Right now, my body is designed to magnify you. Hallelujah. Now, he hearing you because he's been looking for somebody to say that. He's been looking for somebody to say that. Take my body. Use it. And glorify your name. You see it? Then Philippians 3:10, sit down, Philippians 3:10. That I may know him and the power, Jesus, power of his resurrection. And then you see, and you flip, and Romans 8:11 tell you that the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead Then if you go to that prayer in Ephesians 1, he prayed that you might understand that power belonged to you. Ephesians 1, 15 to 22. Now 2 Peter, when we read 2 Peter 1, it was apostolic teaching on your I am identity and how it works. 2 Peter, when we read that a few minutes ago, about divine nature, apostolic teaching, Paul identified himself at the beginning, Peter identified himself at the beginning of that chapter as an apostle of Jesus Christ. Look at John 8:12. And hear these words. I am the light of health. All darkness of sickness and disease is not going to hold you anymore because your light of health come on tonight and going to find all them dark spots in your body that telling you you're not going to make it. Our God is a good God, and he's a forgiving God, and he's a loving God. When you mess up, say, God, I didn't know no better. I kept messing up, but I won't do better now. Help me. Now, this is real strong when we're about to go in here now. You got that about the light? Jesus said, I am the light. He's my light. Now, here's a biggie, and I'm studying along this line now because Christian cannot live in a form state. They must know the difference between human and being. Being is as he is, so am I. So if Jesus did it as a man, I can do it too. Because I got the same thing on the inside of me Jesus got on the inside of him. All I got to do is get the revelation and operate in it by faith. Now, I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you, children, God right now has to back his word up. So in your body, something going on right now. I'm telling you, lives are being extended by the power and the glory of God. I'm not, mind, listen, what you hear, listen. Now, here's what's going to speed you up in the health zone. Turn to Romans chapter 9. Health consciousness must be built on the inside of you. Health consciousness. You must be conscious. You must be aware. You must know health is now. Don't care what your body say, nobody else say. Don't care what disease been let out the lab. health consciousness. Now, what that mean? That mean no matter what's going on in your consciousness, you help. Listen to me. How you gonna do this? You're gonna have to keep that as a present tense fact. All day tomorrow, all the next day, when you wake up, when you lay down, because your mind going to try to take you downtown. Then you got to deal with mass mind. Everybody says, oh, God, look at it. But if you become, we've been unconscious about hell. The devil and the world system knock us unconscious. Now look what Romans 9:1 says. I tell the truth, and I lie not. What did he say? That witness with who? With who? About my health. See, health consciousness is not a feeling. It's not a fact. It's the truth. And many will hear this message and get set free. Some will hear it, you know, just think it's another teaching. But tonight, God wants to establish health consciousness in you. And don't let the report and your feeling determine how you're going to come out. Some of you, most of you have not won health consciousness. Too many reports. Everybody going through it. But the Father here tonight to tell you he wants you to have health consciousness. And if you hold it, I said if you hold it, I said, if you hold it, God's got to bring it through. I tell the truth, and I lie not. See that? My conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost, not with the report, with the Holy Ghost. My conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost says, I'm healthy. Look at Acts 10:38. Look at it, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power and went about doing good. And look what he did. Healing who was oppressed of the devil. See, when you hear the voice of help, you change, you're going to see this. You change John 10:10. Go to John 10:10. When you hear the voice of health, you shift John 10:10. John 10:10. See, when you hear the voice of health, you're going to ride on the right side of the road. The thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm getting from this side of the road. I'm going, I'm come. There you go. I am, isn't it? That you what? Might have life, might have what? You can't tell me about no abundant life without no help. So here's what the Holy Ghost is saying. Stop riding on the wrong side of the road in the traffic. Tonight, hear the voice of help, grab that wheel, and turn on the other side of John 10:10. The thief has been stealing the body of Christ's health through unconsciousness. And the Holy Ghost ain't had nothing to work with. See, I'm just seeing it. Romans 9:1 goes with John 3:2 now. First John 3:2. Beloved, I worship all that you're prospering and being helped. even as your soul prospers. See, because your mind don't run your conscience. Your conscience runs your mind. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So the reason 3 John 2 couldn't work for you because you wasn't in Romans 9:1. Your conscience wasn't in the right place. Your mouth was saying a lot of stuff. But your conscience, you wasn't aware. I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about in this present moment. I'm not talking about next week. I'm talking about up in here right now. You online right now becoming conscious of the fact that you have health from God. Liars don't quit when you catch them. No, they still try to explain their lie. But you caught him tonight, but he's still going to try to explain some stuff to you. But just keep developing your conscience in what you hear tonight. No, liars don't never. I didn't say that. Yeah, you lie. You're right. Somebody said you lie. You lie. Yeah, you did say it. Help consciousness must be built. Now, all right. Apostle, how I build help consciousness? Tomorrow. Pause a few moments. And just feel our health in you. And thank God for your help. Now, when that other thought try to come in there, huh? Know that's just your mind. Unrenewed. See, your greater anointing is in Romans 12:1-3. By the moisture of God, you present that body to God by the moisture of God. God give you moisture for help. Listen, I'm always connecting one to divine power. It is the presence of God in you, ready to manifest, and cannot be stopped by no other power. And he gives 3 scriptures. Romans 8:31, God for you, who can be against you? Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for them that love God. Romans 8:39, knowing all these things, we're more than conquerors. You got them 3 scriptures? Romans 8:31, Romans 8:28, and Romans 8:39. I'm attaching you, your being, to the will and plan of God. That's what I'm doing tonight. And then it's Acts 17:28. A lot of scripture. Acts 17:28. In him we live. We move, and we have our human form. Being. Just think about that word, being. Being. It don't change. You can't change being. Actually, I heard it, Lord. Actually, the sickness and diseases that is running rampage in the church, it's the system trying to embarrass God that he can't take care of his children. Are you listening? Say, I'm listening. Because this is going to set somebody free. Listen to this statement now. And these statements given to me by the Holy Ghost in prayer for you, to teach you. It is not the facts of the condition. It is the truth of the connection. Somebody should have got free there. See, it's not the facts of the condition. It is the truth of the connection. John 8:32 and 36. We need to read that. John 8:32. We need to read it. Listen to this statement again, because see somebody went over your head. Listen, children, listen. It is not the fact of the condition. It is the truth of the connection. In other words, Facts can never stop truth. Are you hearing me? In John 8:32, what it says? Read it to me. Woo! Woo! Look at, read the 36th verse. Woo! That's powerful, isn't it? Now let me read the statement one more time and I'll give you one or two more statements. It is not the facts of the condition. That's what the Holy Ghost told me. Tell my people. It is the truth of the connection. Remember the vine? I'm connected. Say, I'm connected. Say, I'm connected to hell. Right here. Right now. Hallelujah. Turn to Genesis. I'm going to give you two more points, then I'm going to close. Genesis 1:26. I'm going to make a statement that I want the Holy Spirit to breathe the full understanding of it to you, because it needs to be with this message. Genesis 1:26 through 29. Now listen. I am created in God's image. I am. So I'm created in the I am image of God. All right, you got that? All right, so now it says here in Genesis 1:26. Hallelujah. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our sickness, after our disease, after our early death. Oh no, he's saying after our likeness. And let them have opinion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Isn't that something? He says, 27th verse, so God created man in his own what? Image. In the image of God created he. They keep saying image, huh? Made male and female. Created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful. No, he said, be sick, be broke, be sad. Remember, you're connected to the vine. Huh? Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And there that word is again. And have what? Dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Sickness and disease are living things with demonic power in them. But you have dominion over that. Are you hearing me? Woo! All right, let's close tonight with this statement, which is powerful. Jesus taught us this. John 14, he wants us to live just like he lived when he was on earth. And the boy was mixed up, and Jesus explained something to him, but he was explaining our life. And I want you to hear this. John 14, and we're going to deal with... Hallelujah. How many of you heard a whole lot tonight? You know, the Lord didn't say increase your emotion. He talking about your consciousness, being aware. And then Satan, you know, because Satan will come and tell you you're sick because you did that. You sinned, you know. No, but I could repent. Satan, I repented about that. Why, you can't bring that up no more. God, the Holy Ghost touched my heart. I got convicted. I know it wasn't right. And so I asked the Lord to forgive me. And when I asked the Lord to forgive me, it's gone. So you can't keep me sick like that no more. You probably sent that person to me to stir me up. I want you to see this in my closing night. Me and my Father are one. The statement made by Jesus, but you have the right to make that statement. Say it. Well, no sin can stay there, and your body, no sin can stay with you no more. You really believe that? Me and my Father are one? Huh? Well, no sickness can stay in your body. It's dying right now. Me and my Father are one. You heard that? Now watch this scripture in our close. In John 14, verse 8. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it's sufficient to us. Jesus said unto him, have I been with you so long time with you? Yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. Guess who else can say that? Oh, y'all scared. Guess who else can say that? And how said thou then show us the Father? Believest thou not, watch this now, that I am, yeah, that is, in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, keep me healthy. He doeth the work. Come on, Leroy. Believe me, hear the voice, believe me that, there it is, I am. Who else can say that? Now, when you go to talking like that, every demon gets scared. Yeah. Believe me that I am in the Father, and I believe me that I am, that Leroy is in the Father, and the Father is in Leroy. Say it to your name. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Oh, Jesus will tell me though. So I submit to you in knowing how to hear, and I want you to get this, the I am voice of help. That means it's done already. Okay? Now, immediately, straightway, and suddenly, waste a lot of time. The church lost that aspect of God. But he said, be still and know I'm God. Now, everybody look at me here. And I want you to look at the word. Your case is in a different position. You understand? What you've heard now, your faith is wrapping around some thing that it couldn't get its arm around. But don't you believe that this wasn't a powerful night in your life? Because a lot of things that were going to try to hold you down, you're going to be so strong, you're going to knock them out. If God is for me, who can be against me? God bless you. God bless you.